the Gemara here says that lo yasik taner v'tarayim, you can't use the chametz to bake, to as fuel for cooking or for baking. Right, that's what Mishnah says, and the Gemara says that that's obvious. You say you can't get enough from it, so that obviously includes using it for baking, for cooking. So Gemara says, no, we had a havamina here. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, she'ein bir chametz el sreifa, so then you would have thought that the hanav mea sreifa could be mutter. How much one? It's not. Okay, so the thing that needs to be explained obviously is what was this havamina? How is it? What is the connection between Rabbi Yehuda shita that you need to that ein bir chametz el sreifa, plus the chachamim shita you can destroy it other ways? How does that provide a havamina that maybe I would have thought that I can use it to cook? What's the connection between these two things? They're completely unrelated. So that's the major issue. Of course, we're going to want to see, once we explain it, if we do a good job explaining, we want to know what's the maskana. Why is it true? What is the Mishnah telling us when it says it's awesome? All right, so in terms of what is the Havmina, so we were just first tackling the major opinion of the Ri, which is probably the most prevalent one in Rishonim. The Ri-Buzz suggestion was completely edited out. Eliminated from our Tosfos. We'll get to that one after, and we'll get to the Rabbi Nadavid after as well. But the re-suggestion here on Tosfos is that the Havmina was that, number one, depending on Rabbanan versus Rabbi Yehuda, how you get rid of your chametz, depending on that machlokes, that'll determine what the status of the Efer is, whether or not the Efer, how chametz is going to be mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ramad Amar, Ein Bi'ar Chametz El Sreifa. So chametz is min ha-nisrafin, right? Mishnah Tumura, and nisrafin Ephron mutter, and therefore the Efer is mutter. The Fi Rabbanan, that's not true. The Fi Rabbanan who hold that chametz hashpasas al b'chol davar lav dafka sreifa, so then it's going to be minanik barn, and therefore Ephron is going to be aser. But the Fi Rabbi Yehuda, Ephron is going to be mutter, and therefore I could have had a havamina that it'll be mutter to benefit from the fire as it's burning. So we were analyzing this. There are clearly two components, two major parts of the havamina here, according to the Tosfos. Number one, that depending on whether you hold like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan about Bi'ur Chametz, that'll determine the din of Eber HaChametz, so that if Ein Bi'ur Chametz El Sreifa, it'll be Minan Nisrafin She'efron Mutter. But if it's Shabbos Zal B'chol Davar, then it'll be meha nikbarin she'efron aser. Even if you were to burn it, the ashes will still be aser behana. That's number one. So that we'll tackle is what to discuss there. There's a lot to discuss there. But what I wanted to just focus on first is the second premise, namely that, and if it's mutter behana, if the efer is mutter behana, so then that would give me a reason to think that I can burn it before it's efer. I can use it to cook and to bake. And that is not obvious at all, because Efer chametz is a mutter, so that's if it's Efer. But if it's not Efer, if it's still chametz, it's not ash yet, so that's still obviously aser. So then, just because Efer is mutter, why would I think that I can, as I'm burning it, what I think is I light the chametz on fire, I can use it to cook, it's not yet Efer. So that point Tosfos actually doesn't address here at all. He just says, Kalsaka Daitach, since it's Efer mutter, I could have thought that Agminene behadi de kasariflei. However, we began to look into last time was that the basis for that is undoubtedly the recent interpretation of the Sigleron of Shevach Etzim Bepas. So just here, you guys got a little bit more familiar. So just to go through quickly, right? The Mishnayos in Avodah Zarah and Orla say that if one bakes bread with fire fueled by Orla or fire fueled by Yisurei Anah, so the pas is forbidden. It just says it stop. Hapas Asura. But the Gemara later on tells us that this is actually subject to machlokes. The Gemara tells Pavim Beis and says, it's like the Brisa, that's Shita's Rebbe. What you see in Orla and in Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah is there, that's Shita's Rebbe. He forbids the pas. However, the Rabbanim disagree and they say the pas is muteris. If I bake bread with fire fueled by Yisrael Noah, Rabbanim think it's muter. So the Gemara presents an analysis somewhat of the machlokes without getting too much into the basis for Shita's Rebbe, because that's really not the linchpin for our sugya. But basically, the Gemara there initially presents a possibility that maybe Rebbe asers the pas because he holds Zevizagorim is aser. So that principle, just by word of background, that principle is part of a broader topic. The status of Davar HaBa Begirmas Isurei Hana'a, something which is brought about, which is created, which is made via the usage of Isurei Hana'a. So in general, that is usually assumed to be Asur. Hanigram is assumed to be Asur, so this is the basis for the Mishnah, which you guys saw in Avodah Zarah last year, right? Natal Sakarkar, right, you got the spindle. What's the spindle again?
The thing that goes back and forth
in the weave. So if the spindle is a karkar shel avodah zarah, and therefore asur b'hana'a, so the beged that you make with it, not those karkar, the arag as a beged, the beged that you weave with it is asur. That's what the Mishnah says. So that's a concept of haba b'girmas ha'isur hana'a. You know, that's the way Rishonim. It's like in search for a name. The Rishonim kind of sort of davar hanes ha'vim isur hana'a, davar. I think the one that most uses davar haba b'girmas isur hana'a. So in general, that's the principle. When it comes to, in that context, when it comes to that principle, we have a machlokas. What about in the event that you have two contributors, two things which are responsible for bringing something about, one of which is asur, but one of which is mutter? That's the concept of demizegorim, right? You have this and this, two factors that are responsible for bringing about something, for bringing about some product, one of which is asur, but one of which is mutter. So that's a machlokas. And the Gemara considers the possibility that maybe Rebbe here with the pas, the reason he forbids the bread is because he thinks paskins in general zeh zeh goring aser. And here you have a case of zeh being aser, namely the esh, the fire whose fuel is atzei orla, and the tanur, the oven which contributes to the heat which speeds up the process. The oven is an oven shel heter, and therefore you have zeh zeh goring. And Rebbe, who thinks that it's Aser, so the reason he thinks it's Aser is because Zeb is a Gorim Aser. That's the initial presentation of the Gemara. It doesn't really develop it. It just mentions, it says a couple of times, where it says, it could be that Rebbe is holding Zeb is a Gorim Aser, but if not, the Gemara says the other, that perhaps it's not Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe actually agrees Zeb is a Gorim in general is Mutter. The reason Rebbe asks the pas is because he holds yesh shevach etzim bepas. The benefit or the contribution of the etzim is manifest in the pas in some way, in a way that forbids it. Now, what is the nature of this principle, yesh shevach etzim bepas? Again, I don't really want to get into so much of it now, but the question obviously is going to just how and why does that avoid the heter of zev zegorim? So there are two possibilities, two directions that we're trying to go in. One, I don't really think I gave you guys so much on this, and I didn't intend to because it's a large topic. Sorry. We'll get to it. It's in our paragraph. But one is that it's still of the same species of Isser as the Davar HaBavik Girmas Isser. It's a Davar HaBavik Girmas Isser, just like the Beged. And it's just an exception to Zeb Zegorim being Usser. And the reason is because the Eitzim's contribution is such a dominant factor. The oven is such a minor factor compared to the Eitzim that even if you generally think Zeb Zegorim is mutter, but in this case where the goring of the iser is the eitzim and the goring of the heter is just the oven, so that's an exception. That's what yesh shevach etzim bepas means. It means it's usur as a product brought about by a usage of isurei hana'a, and it's just that the role of the eitzim is so dominant that it's, even if you normally say zev is a goring usur, here it's really almost like it's one goring. That's one direction that we're trying to go in. The other direction that Rishonim go in is to say that that's not what's going on here. It's not a davar haba. It's not usur as a davar haba girmas isurei hana'a. It's usur based on a new principle, a new idea, akin to tamo v'lo mamasho, right? Akin to nosin tam. That because the contribution is so significant, we then view it as if the eitzim themselves are in the pas. Shevach eitzim pas. It's like the pas is represented in the eitzim. Is represented in the pas, so it's almost as if it's ki'ilu, the be'en is there, just like you would say, but nosin tam, tam avalo mamasho, it's still, right, that's the case of nosin tam, tam avalo mamasho, right, tam avalo mamasho is just, we say tam ki'ikar, so it's as if it's there, so we'll say, the having been produced by the fire, so it's as if the eitzim that produced, that were responsible for the fire are there, in the bread. Then obviously that's explanation why it's not subject to the heter zev is a goring, because it's not a din of something which is brought about by isurei hana'a. It is the isurei hana'a. It is the eitzim in the pas. Okay, that's just Shita's Rebbe. Okay. What's relevant for us, however, is Rabban. The Rabban who are matir the pas. What's their position? So they say, ain't shevach eitzim the pas. So what does that mean? So here, again, you have two different directions in Rishonim. I would have thought that Pashas this is what I would have said, with Riba says, which is that they disagree with whatever Rebbe is mechadish here to Aser the Pas. So, first of all, they don't think there is such a principle of we view the bread as if it's, we view the Eitzim as if it's in the bread. That doesn't exist. Never heard of such a thing. As far as the Davar Haba, the Girmas is offering the Pas as a Davar Nigram Nisarina. So here you have two opinions, and this is what I was going through with you guys yesterday. In the you saw Rabbi Nedavid, yeah. I said that, right?
Yeah.
That either it's Dermater Mishum Zeb Zegorim. Rabbi Nedavid in the end retreats from that, but there are other Rishonim. I didn't give you guys that much, because it's just a detail in terms of what exactly they're arguing on. Or even if they were to, the other option is to say, even if they were to hold, let's say, Zeb Zegorim Aser, maybe their position of Ein Shevach Eitzim B'Pas, what that means is it's mutter even so, because the contribution isn't enough. Even as a Zeg, even if it were the Chad Gorim, it's just not enough. It doesn't carry over to the Iser to us the Pas. Right? It's not like the role of the spindle in creating the Beged is somehow much more of a creative, dominant, responsible role than simply the what it was that was used to fuel the fire. And therefore, we don't, you know, to bake bread, so therefore we don't say, this is how the Rebbe Nedavid sounds like he's saying, therefore we don't say that it's usher as a goring either. It's not bub it girmas ha'isser, because it's just such a, it's more removed, it's not as dominant, like you have in the context of, you know, using the spindle to weave a clothing. So the thing that you use to heat the fire that transforms the bread.
Are you saying that it's like the means, the way Tosfos on Chav, what Baruch Hazayim is saying?
No, I'm not.
You're not saying that.
I'm not saying
that. Oh, I thought you are saying that.
Yeah, I think these are distinct.
They are, oh, fine.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Okay, you're looking at it not as the flame, you're looking at...
I'm not saying what I'm going to do in a second. Okay. I think you're just saying, no, let's grant that there is some kind of benefit here for me, so we're, no, but it's just not enough.
It's not enough.
To also the product. Mm-hmm. Well, That requires us to get into, which we will. I'll just give you Derech Agav. I don't know if it was on the sheet that I sent you from Rabbi Nedavid. But Rabbi Nedavid, actually, in the context of Girmas Asirina, on the circuit later on, he starts getting to the question of what kind of contribution would qualify. So as an example, the question comes up, it's a Sugi Nefulin, which we'll get to when we get to that topic, we're there. But let's say using a knife of a Avodah Zarah to cut steak. Would that also be steak? So that's kind of issue. Just
really
quickly,
is there an onion on it?
The onion. That makes the knife. Yeah. So the Rebbe Nedavid just says, "V'yesh v'chaleida," so it says like that. "She'av gorim efet shol iser she'amarnu she'akol modu bo shu'u aser she'enu el begorim she'mechadish bo tzura." He gon achidu she'mischadish v'pas be'ach yoso. This is, by the way, according to Yesh, the man of Yesh she'vachetim pas, but he's just saying that not every, when he's in the middle of exploring that possibility of how you understand Yeshua, he's just saying you should know that the idea of Devar Baba Gemir Sisar doesn't mean that anytime I use something and it helps me for something, that means that the thing is also now. So he says that it's Davkuk Shem Chidshim Kaz Pas Tachyosa B'Yisar B'Chimitza Ava Masha Ino Mechadish Bo Klum Kigon Pas O Basar Shechatchuhu B'Sakin Shalik Surino Ino B'Din She'Esar Has HaPas O Basar She'Ina Chaticha Ose Bo Kokach. Chanel Sor, so Bishvila Midin Gari Methachel Isser, everything goes to.
What does that obviously mean? Exactly.
That obviously invites the question. All right, let's get down to it. So what are we talking about here? I'm not sure you can give like numbers that'll give you a clear threshold.
Yeah,
but the point he's saying is not every time you use Isser, you know, does that mean you're going to the product will be Isser? Sugin Chun. About Sakin Chel Brazara. This is the prevalent opinion in Rishonim, that it's Isser to use it, but it doesn't prohibit it the edit. The Arishon would say it's mutter to use it, and the Arishon would say, excuse me, that it does aser b'dieved. But the point is that maybe ain shevach eitzim b'pas, you could argue maybe what the idea for the Rabbanon is that it's not even that much of a significant contribution, enough that it would aser the product b'dieved. Okay, that's one possibility. This is all under one direction. So basically what we're saying is, the chiddush in asering the pas, that the product is aser, that doesn't exist, whether because we're relying on Zebri Zerom Mutter, or because even if not, it's just not enough to go. Either way, there's Chidush Rebbe. Not only is it also to bake, but even if you baked it, you're not allowed to eat the pas. And the Rabbanan disagree with that last part, that you are allowed to eat the pas. However, the Re here says that can't be. That's not what the Sugi is talking about. It's not what the Rabbanan are based on. And the motivating factor here is this Gemara, which says that at least under certain assumptions about what Rebbe held, which is what most of Shana Paskin, that Rebbe, who asks it, only forbids it, kishe avuka kinegda, which means right? That you have the etzim be'en as they're burning. But if it's already been burnt and now it's, you know, made into charcoal or coal or, right? I guess it happens. Etzim, I don't know. It gets it. How do you make coal?
According to Wikipedia, not coal is mined.
What?
According to Wikipedia, coal is mined.
Is it yours? I mean, we didn't have a
mine.
Yeah, charcoal is normally obtained from the burning of wood or other substances with little or insufficient air.
I see. And, okay, but how do you get the ash? Is it, do you have more sufficient air? I wasn't sure. Anyway, I'm still not sure. It's not clear from the Rishonim. The Mitzvah is here on this one. But anyway, the Gemara had said that Rebbe's position is only if you throw the atzei orla as good pieces of wood. But if they're already gechalim, and then you were mevashel, then he doesn't ask for the pas. And the Gemara says, in this machlokas, does Rebbe mean even if the gechalim they're still sizzling, and I use that still sizzling remnant of the original fire, even that's okay? The Gemara says, this is machlokas. Is it daka be'omamos? It's just now it's dead coal, but you can just light it again. It'll be.
I thought it was just like it's warm. It's still warm.
If they're omamos?
Yeah, and it's when
it's when it's sizzling.
It's like fire-ish. Like yeah, I thought it was like sizzling, but it was like still a little fire coming out, and the other one was just still like it's like.
Oh okay.
It's like warm. I mean, what? I thought I read it. Or like yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. It also, it
came out yummy.
From like 2 months ago.
And Rashi says the chalav omamos kvuyos.
It's out, but I got it like so like it's still like. I mean, you'll light it again.
Why not?
I thought
would it make a difference?
Because like usually in like for like barbecue, for example, like,
you don't light the coals on fire.
You do, but then you wait for them like they're not like on fire. I think when you cook them, they're just really really hot. You don't usually cook over the fire when it's a barbecue.
Yeah, I think
that's what coal.
Well,
they wait till the fire goes out. Or?
Yeah,
I think isn't the proper way for
yeah, you're supposed to you light the charcoals on fire. You wait till the fire burns out, and then you cook on the residual heat from the coals.
Oh, okay. Either way, I'm not sure why it should make it. Yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't assume that if you're able to use the heat of the prior burning, that would still be good enough. But maybe that's why you were lighting it. But that's fine. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter either way. Anyway, the point is that. The Gemara says that if you think he's matir even lo kashos, well, when is it exactly that he's answering it? Answer is when the flame is still burning. B'she'avuka kinega. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, but hold on. So if Rebbe is answering specifically and only where avuka kinega, that means that the Rabbanan shita where they disagree with Rebbe must be that case. They must think that even if the end is still on fire initially, that is mutter. So the Gemara asks a little bit of a funny question. If that's true, Ela Eitzim Disur L'Rabbanan Hechem Shtachas. So how could you ever have it be Asur? Now, what does this question mean? So I would have taken it to mean, how can you ever have a product of using the Eitzim be Asur? How will it ever Asur that which you use it for? And I'll also just note beforehand that Tzvi made a good point yesterday, which I was bothered by also. This question is a question that presumes there is Eitzim D'Yisur L'Rabbanan, it must be Eitzim D'Yisur L'Rabbanan, and now it's Akasha. Like, where's the case then? It's not clear exactly where we know that the Rabbanan must have a case of Eitzim D'Yisur. Why shouldn't the answer be in Echinami? There's no, the Rabbanan don't think that there is Eitzim D'Yisur. So that's just a separate thing which is just bothersome. Take a look at the issue. Take a look at the issue. It's a theory about it.
Okay.
I think I mentioned it.
I don't remember the Pnei Yeshua that you said. So this is the Pnei Yeshua where?
Pnei Yeshua here.
Oh, okay.
Either way, the question that I'm interested in is, what is the question here? So the one way to read this question, Eitzin D'Yisur L'Rabbanan, is Eitzin D'Yisur L'Rabbanan Heich Mashgachas, meaning how do we find something that you osser with Eitzin? So when you have it, then it's going to be ossering the bread. However,
how does the answer make sense, though?
So here's the assumption of the Re was, that can't be, and I'll get to it in a second. But by the way, Derek Agav, I did give you guys the Maran Chalava, right? Anybody notice Maran Chalava? What does he say? He says that. This is the Gemara's question.
Oh, yeah.
He says the Gemara's question is, the mandamar afilo gukav kinegav mitaras al eitzim surah hechashasa, klomar, sheyeh aser ma sheneefa bo mitam yesh shabach eitzim epas. Okay? Vukimna b'sharshifa. Okay, so that requires understanding now. What is sharshifa? Sharshifa means a throne, a kise, right? What does that mean? Well, I'll come back in a second. But the reread this question as, no, how do you have Eitzim be Usser at all? And I think you read that question that way because Bar Shashiva means a chair.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, and this is what Rashi says, it means sitting on a chair. Meaning, how do you ever have eitzim whose usage is forbidden? The answer is if you sit on it. If it's a chair, you can sit on it. That's what Rashi says, right? Bisharshifa, kisei leishavol. Allah, that's her glove.
I still don't really understand what that is. It's just like a big lump of dough that you sit on.
No, we're talking about the chair.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You think that it's just like a mound of wood that you sit on, or you might have just made a chair
out of it?
I think
the question is, like, how do you get,
like, how do you have a... Eitzim, there are also enough. Yeah, this is how the reason is sitting. Maybe there's never such a thing as ossering eitzim, and the answer is no. No, using it as a bit is what is usher. So, as an example, making
the chair is lav dafli.
No, Rashi says what
you can do other things with.
He said they should have all hadas or glove. The hanosam kishen be'en. Basically, according to the Rashi and the Ree, what's going on is we're saying where do you have eitzim that are usher to be nene from? The answer is forget where you're not burning it, just where you're sitting on it,
right.
Using it be'en.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what they're understanding. Where to say?
Yeah.
But according to this, it sounds like what the Gemara is saying is it is not usur to use it as fuel for fire, as fuel for cooking. Had it been true, right, that the only thing Rabbanu disagree with Rebbe on is the pas, what's the din of the pas? Is it usur or mutter? But everybody agrees that lechatchila you're not allowed to use the fire, that's benefiting from the fire. Had you held that, right, so then the answer of Eitzin Dusur Rabbanu is what are you talking about? Eitzin Dusur Rabbanu Hekoshasu. The same eitzim that produce bread that's usher the Rebbe, the Rabbanan are going to say that's also usher to use them to produce the bread. Where we disagree is, let's say you went ahead and you did it. Does the bread become usher b'hana now also? That we disagree with. We don't think the bread is usher b'hana, but the eitzim that you're burning and using for fuel certainly are. So you're not allowed to do that. If you did it, the bread itself, though, is mutter. The Gemara doesn't say that. And the question should have been, if the only thing being disagreed about for one reason or another is whether the pas is usher, so then eitzim d'sur l'rabbanan hekoshasu, what do you mean? Using the eitzim to make the bread is usher. The only question that we're disagreed with is what happens when you did that and you have the bread. Is the bread usher? B'di'evet. Al korchenu, says the Ree, right? The machlokes is not what is the status of the bread. The machlokes is it usher to use the fire in the first place? And what's the reason? Why would the Rabbanan think that it would be mutter? So here, what does the Ree say? He says, because we view it as equivalent of using not the eitzim as a be'en, like you do with sharshifa. You're not actually getting hanah from the eitzim as a be'en. We view it as getting hanah from the eitzim as they are burned up and become eifer. So we view it as the hanah is really not from the be'en shebo, it's from its not being a be'en anymore. Even though at the moment it is a be'en, but inasmuch as my usage of it is not as eitzim, it's as fuel. So then we say that's ke'ein benefiting from after the state at which it's burnt. It's mimashu hanisrav. It's not from the be'en of the eitz, it's from the eitz, you know, which has just been burnt. I don't think this is a metzius point. I think it's more of a legal point.
What do you mean?
The metzius point would be to say that actually the flame comes from the ash. It first becomes ash, and then there's a flame. I don't think that's what the Tosas has in mind. When the Tosas describe this din, Lefi Rabbanu, why do they think that the sign in fact also to use the flame? So the way they say it is, Rabbanu Sabri Ein Shevach Eitzim Bepas, Apo Pisha Avuka Kenego, Deshal Heves Ein Aba'a Min HaEitzim, Ela Machmas Mashu HaNisra, Yivkei Nikmo Gacheles Deina Isra Be'en. So I take it they're not saying that actually, Metzius-wise, the fire only comes after it's been turned into Afer. I assume that's not what we're saying, I'm not sure. But the idea is that even if it's, you know, physically not yet Afer, but the point is it's viewed as benefiting from its becoming Afer, from its enobitness, from its as Afer. Using the...
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Right, this I gave you guys multiple languages in Tosfos. You have anybody on the Rimi Birina? And Tosfos Makama is also pretty good, too. Right? Tosfos Makama, just in terms of describing what the idea is, the Ravana, Tosfos Makama has a line that Kuvav and Aleph, where they say, "Omishcha Eitzin Disura Ela Kein Kisei V'Shoshipa V'Yesh Lomar Dishma Hanu Be'en B'Shachu Aval Eitzin Naasim Gachelas B'Shal Heves In Abad Ela Minag Gachelas." So I'm not sure they mean that literally, that it's only ba after it's become a gachelas. I don't know. The other formulation in the Tosfos there is on Kovalim and Beis, where they say, the Hana only really starts as it's becoming as maskil yos kala. I'm not, you know, that doesn't mean necessarily.
Rashi,
yeah.
It's in Rashi over here also.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the diagonal Rashi. You can read it. Yeah.
No, it's right over here. It's on the
dot.
That says it.
So I just don't know if they mean that literally speaking, the flame merely mamish does only come from whatever part of it has been turned into gakala. Or they're saying that even if it takes a while to get there, the point is that it's as it's turning into coal and ash. I'm not sure. Either way, the point is that we view this as being hana from it as it is already Afer, as if it's already gakalas. Okay? That's the principle of Ein Sheva Hayden Pas. That's how you can explain, given that's what the Rabbanon are saying. So, Hefi Mishkafas Lahu, there's no way to use Eitzim Disur. There's no hana. So the answer is no. When you use it in a way that doesn't do that, if it's as a ban, like you're using it to sit. Okay, that's the major point of the re. Now I'll just read to you the Rashi John Alatar. The Rabbanon Savi, this is the Rashi in Chavav Meis. I'm sorry. Ein Sheva Hayden Pas Ein Chashiv Kimo. This is why I think it means more of a legal point. Okay. Then he says, the first normal way of understanding, right? Meaning the pas itself is considered bare somehow, the stamp of the Eitz, and therefore it's us. The Ein Shevach Eitz and Pas, according to him, Pirish, Ein Chashev Kimo Shehanas HaIsr Yeh B'Pas. Okay?
What does that mean? Like, you can't, like, taste it? Or, like,
I think it means is that the contribution isn't there. The better stuff is not the Orlof. Yeah. No, it is being baked from it. It's just not... The reason that you might have thought that there would be an Isr for the bread, one of the languages we're showing is that Rebbe holds Yeshavach Eitzim Pas means it's so nikar, the role of the Eitzim was so nikar the Pas, that it's Ke'ilu we see it is there, or it makes it more dominant, and therefore whatever it is. And he's saying, no, Rabbanan don't agree with that, okay?
Yeah.
So the Greek says, Umiyu l'perushu asa lehanos min ashal heves l'tarvagu. According to his perush, and again, I think that's the pashas of just the word, Ein Shevach Eitzim Pas. According to his perush, so he's interpreting him as being based on his Zergomuter. So what was the answer? He says, "Behu dachak guharbe ubechina." Shehu means the perush, the correct perush, it's kamosha perush. And they don't tell us what was the dachak. Meaning, apparently, the Riva said his perush. Somebody was maksha. Someone was talmidim was maksha, and he had an answer. We don't know what his answer was. In terms of just the Riva itself, I don't know, but I think one could suggest something along the lines of the Maran Kalava, not the Maran Kalava. The question is not, how do you have Eitzim which are Aser? I mean, that's obvious. Obviously, if you use the Be'en, it's going to be Aser. The question is, do we have a product of the Eitzim which are Aser? How do we have a product, something made via Eitzim? That's the question.
So even the Sharshifa is something that's a product?
Because it's not the Eitzim themselves.
Why not?
What's the din if I steal Eitzim and then make a chair?
Well, who said that? That was my point. Who says there's a Shino here?
Well, I mean, you know, what do you mean?
Meaning, if you steal wood and you turn it into a chair, that's a shinoi. And so,
correct. That's one of the cases where the Gemara says so.
Right.
So my point is, it's a product.
Yeah.
It's a product which involves though the be'en, and that's the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara says you can have a product aser, but only when the product involves the be'en itself. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara was looking for a product, something made with the eitzim. Do we have such a case? Again, the Maran Kalava says that is the question. He just interprets it as, do we have something baked by the eitzim? I'm saying the question could be, do we have anything made with Eitzim? And the answer is yes, but only where the product being made bears the N in it. the actual literal be'en, not the be'en, the ki'ilu be'en of Yeshev HaKetzim, but the actual be'en. Because it's a weird question. If Eitzim are Surah Nas, so you can't use those Eitzim.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, what? I think Gemara is saying a kisei, meaning they're looking for a case where you make something with Eitzim, you produce something with Eitzim. The answer is, you can also have products, but only when the product is itself at the end.
That's not how Rashi learned it.
Of course not. Rashi learned it probably like the Reeve.
Product itself
I'm not claiming that. The question is, how did the Reeve learn it?
Right, okay.
Because the Reeve thought that it's obvious that it's us to use it to cook in the first place.
Right.
So why didn't the Gemara say that? So what I'm saying is, maybe the Gemara was looking for a case where, again, the Maran Chalava says this. And the Maran Chalava actually thinks the question is, how do you have bread baked by? Now, I don't know if you saw, but he's mechadesh something very strange. He thinks that the question was, how do you have bread baked by if you asur? And the answer is b'shar shifa, and what he means is not sitting on it.
Dope.
He means lighting it.
Oh, yeah, I read that one.
It's a really lamda shachidish that this, and here you see he's still working with the yisod of the ri. This principle that we view it as if it's already gacheles, that isn't true when the be'en is like such a davar chashuv bifnei atzmo. It's almost like it's too important to look past what it is already. And therefore, your flame really is from the eitz itself and not from the ash. That's what he interpreted. It's a very kind of interesting way to go. In the end, that essentially still accepts the basic idea of the reed, that the yesod here is that we view it as if it's already done. But my point is, he just read the Gemara. It's not necessarily a question of how do we have an Isser at all with Eitzim. It's a question, how do we have an Isser like Rebbe? How do you have an Isser where we'll Asser something that you're making with it? And the answer is, if the thing itself is a be'en that can't be ignored, so we don't view it as if it's gachelos already, even though we're using it to cook. I'm saying maybe take the Maran Chalava's approach in terms of what the question was. The question wasn't, how do you have Asser use of Eitzim? The question was, how do you make something with Eitzim that is Asser? And the answer is only Bishar Shifa, only where the thing that you're making with the Eitzim, it actually has the Be'en itself in it.
Right.
But in a Chinami, using Eitzim as fuel won't answer because Ein Shevach Eitzim V'Pas, we don't think the contribution is good enough, or whatever. You can't answer with Eitzim unless you actually have the Be'en there.
Right.
I think that would have been a fine alternative. I don't know what the Revi actually said. I'm assuming he said something. Anyway, bottom line is the Re viewed this sugya, Shita's Rabbanan, as embodying the principle, as based on the principle, that hana misreifas surina, that is viewed as being nana from the afer of that thing. Nafkamina number one, in the situation where we say ein shevach eitzim b'pas, we're going to say it's mutu l'chachila to use. That's number one. But what's another nafkamina? What would be a nafkamina between the Riva and the Ri's understanding of Rabbanan? Is this din of Ein Shevach Eitzim V'Pas true of all Isurina? Or maybe only a certain category of Isurina?
So that wouldn't be by Minan.
According to the Riva, that's not a relevant point. Right? According to the Riva, the din of Ein Shevach Eitzim V'Pas doesn't make a difference if you're Minak Barn and stuff. And bottom line is, the contribution of the fuel is not enough to answer the problem afterwards. Okay? The Quran doesn't matter. But if you think, like the read, that Ein Shevach Eitzim V'Pas means that using it for fuel is not really benefiting from it as a be'en, it's only benefiting from it as afer, and therefore it's mutter, but that's only if. What?
It's only if it's been on a
shrub. If it's been on a shrub.
Right.
If it's been on a barin, this is not going to fly. Right? So it's Dafka Orla that the Gemara mentions, the Mishnah mentions. Because Orla has been on the Srafi. It didn't say Natal Petar Chamar or Natal Agar Larufa and Afabos Apas. That would have been Asr anyway. That for sure is Asr because you're using it as Afer. Great. Afer is still Asr. Right? Now, Agav, here I don't fully understand it, this point, because it seems to me that it's obvious that the Gemara refers to a case of Afer Asr. And that is the case of Atzei Asherah. Atzei Asherah, so it's Minan Asrafin, but that's the exception of where even Ephrol Usser.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Atzei Asherah are Minan Asrafin. However, this is the one exception.
What's the one exception?
Avodah Zara and Yer Nidah is an exception for Nisrafin, whose Afer is actually still Usser.
Right, okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. It seems to me obvious the Gemara thought was Lav Dafka, we're talking about Orla. It also says Rabbi Lozer, the Atzi Asher is Nan, not the Haimena. So the truth is, in the Mishnah, just it says not the Haimena. But what is the Haimena? It's Atzi Asher. So that's where the Gemara, and that's what the Mishnah says, Apasa Surah. Unless you say, well, the pasta is also there, that's even Lav Dafka L'Rebbe. It happens to be our Gemara strings together the Mishnah that talks about Orla with the Mishnah that talks about Atzei Asherah and presents the Machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim. Maybe the Rebbe will say, you know what, actually, that the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that says Natal Himena, meaning Me Asherah, that actually is L'Kulei Alma. I don't know. And that would be strange. It's a question to be asked. I don't know what the answer to that is. But either way, the bottom line is, for the Rebbe, this is only going to be true if right, Inter Bafet Simpa is only going to be true if you're talking about Minasrach. And therefore what? And therefore, now come back to Arsik. Therefore, Chametz, that was the Havim. Fi Hari, that whether Efer Chametz is Mutter, meaning whether Chametz is Minasrach or Nikbarin, depends on Rabbi Yudah Chachamim, right? You're going to have a Heter to be Nenet from the Chametz, specifically for Rabbi Yudah, because Rabbi Yudah thinks it's Minasrach. And therefore, the heter of HMF and Simpas is open to him because this is like you bring Nana from it is Aether. But if you hold like Chachamim, given my premise that via Chachamim it's Minanik Barin, so then there's no basis, there would be no heter, even as Aether is Usher. Right? And that's exactly Nafkamina. And therefore, you have the Havamina of the Gemara that the Dach of Yehuda will be Usher. It'll be much the better thing. Now, there's two things to know here. First of all, l'chora, this is all within Shitas Rabbanan, the Rebbe. And that's a major issue. And I'm going to come back to that when we get the Maskana. And maybe the Maskana is, and I'll just say it now, that was the Rebbe Nirvana, actually, slightly in the other Rabban. The Maskana of Kamash 1 in our Mishnah, Lo Yasik, that's Rebbe saying, I'm right, and Rabbanan are wrong about Sheva Chetzim Pas. Right? You have the Rebbe Nirvana? It's just the last like two lines in the Rebbe Nirvana. He quotes Rabban, his Rebbe, the Rabban took the Rebbe's approach, right? And what does he say, Kamash Alon? We're going to get to this more in a little bit, just for now. Kamash Alon Dilo, why? Kamash Alon, then on the Machlokas, Rabban, and Rebbe, later on, we pass in Yeshav HaKitzavah. So there's no basis, so it's true, everything you're saying about Efer is true, that it's Mutter, the fear of Yudah, not the fear of Banan. However, the second principle that we've just explicated,
right,
on that sugya, we pass in like Rebbe, not Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see whether or not, I mean, there were Rishonim who thought the Rebbe David is very bothered by this, right? He's like, shy to say that this sugya here, we don't even know. You know, you have to go to a shir to hear that this has anything to do with Sheva Chetzim Pas. You have to figure out what the Rebbe talking about, and then this is what we're talking about? Sheva Chetzim Pas, this is what the Mishnah here means? Okay, we'll see. I'll get back to that. But that's the approach of the Rebbe, right? The Rebbe thinks that, number one, the Efer, whether it's Mutter or Asel, depend on whether it's in Sufin or Nikbarin, depends on where you don't come. And number two, if it's Mutter, you then have a basis to be Nan Emi Sref Asa. On the second point, I'm just pointing out, so on the second point, that's his, based on his interpretation of Shitas Rabbanan, the Ein Chetzim Pas, just to point out, the Riva, it's completely wrong for two reasons, actually. Two reasons why you would reject Shitas Rabbanan as an explanation of the Gemara here. Number one, there's no Heter L'Chachila. Even if you say HM Chetzim Pas, there's still no Heter L'Chachila. There's still no Heter to use it to cook.
Right.
They're just saying the Pas is not Usser afterwards.
Right.
But there's no Heter in the first place. It's still Usser to do it. Again, that was the HM Shashifa problem, but let's assume he has an answer. We can answer that question. Bottom line is, it's still Usser to use the Shalhevis in the first place. So then you can't build a Havina that's only been Mutter based on Rabbanan and HM Pas. Separately, it happens to be that, according to the Riva, the Heter of Sheva Chetzim Pas, or the Din of Sheva Chetzim Pas, is not dependent on whether it's Minan Nekbarin or Minasrafin. According to the Riva, it is not dependent on whether it's Minan Nekbarin or Minasrafin. So that also is completely irrelevant. First of all, it's not a Heter to use the fire in the first place, and second of all, it's not a Heter which would depend on whether it's Minan Nekbarin or Minasrafin. So that whole sugya, that whole thing, makes no sense on the Riva's view. However, the Riva is clearly here going with his own opinion about what Ein Sheva Chetzim Pas, it's number one, it's a Heter L'Chachila. Number two, it's based on the view that you view the benefit from a flame for burning something as benefit from that thing as Efer. And therefore, it becomes a Nafkamina if you think Chametz Minanik Barin, Minanik Sofen rather, it'll be mutter to use to burn it as you're as burning it. That's exactly the Havni of the Gemara. Kamash Malan, we'll get to. But I want to first. Next time we'll pick up. Just what I'd like to do is the more understandable part of the Havmina, first point, that whether Efer Chametz is mutter or not depends on Rabbi Yehuda versus Chachamim. So that I want to address too, although it's understandable. We'll see. It's not obvious necessarily, and that's something which Halacha Lemaaseh makes a difference. Forgetting how you understand the Gemara, but is Efer in fact mutter if we pass any Efer Chametz al Sreif? Is it usher if you think that Chametz is supposed to call davar? So the Re was yes. But we'll tackle that next, and then we'll come back to the Maskana of the Sugya. What in the end is the Maskana of the theory? All right?